A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. So at that time, many people were crowding together, and they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I show you what you should fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast in Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for good coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. In this season of championship baseball series and political debates, we know of those who wish to be the chosen. Today, we are gifted with readings that remind us we are already God's chosen in Christ by baptism. For most of us, that was while we were still infants and could do little except, of course, to be lovable. But today's gospel might make us shudder a little. Jesus speaks to the disciples a warning and a blessing. We are told in this two-edged sword that God notices everything about us, what we say and what we do. Nothing is hidden. We are blessed by the God who knows every minute detail of our lives because he's crazy nuts about us and still loves us despite it all. Like the parable of the leaven, Jesus calls us here to see what raises us up in our lives. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, what you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. What you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. Sometimes after giving a compliment, people say to me, "If you only knew the truth about me, you wouldn't say that." Maybe that's like this gospel reading. Jesus confronts the disciples with their shadow side, the part of us we like to be hidden, part of us we sometimes think even God doesn't know, the part of us that is like the hidden leaven that can be as it was for the Pharisees, a hypocrisy. What have you said in the dark and in whispers that would make you shudder to hear aloud in the light? What is the word you speak? Is it one that raises up or puts down? Let us take Jesus' invitation to examine our lives and come to live in the light. Let us turn the leaven in our lives not to be fear of what is in the dark, but the leaven of knowing we are blessed and loved by a God who knows every detail of our lives. So today, what can we do to change our lives? Not to be a leaven of hypocrisy, but of light. What is the one small hidden thing you will do to change your life around today? It will change the world. Be leaven.